الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا. وقال تعالى: وأنذر عشيرتك الأقربين. وقال تعالى: وأمر أهلك بالصلاة والصبر عليها. صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, it is a universally accepted fact that the most precious capital that any nation has is its youth. The children of this ummah, the children of any society, of any nation, that is the most precious capital they have. That little child that is playing on the laps of his mother today is going to be a leader tomorrow. When that child is born, there is great joy and happiness in that home. Everybody is excited. They're congratulating the parents, the family. When that bundle of joy is brought to the mother in the hospital, after it is washed and cleansed, and it is placed onto the chest of the mother, who smiles at that bundle of joy. She's carrying that little weight on her chest. In reality, she is carrying a very great responsibility on her chest. The children that we are given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of His kindness, they are an amanah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us. Again, it is a universal problem today, and we hear these complaints in our society throughout the globe, that my child is disobedient to me, my child is hurting my feelings, my child is not being caring towards me, my child. Alhamdulillah, our deen, which is absolutely pure, and there's only hidayat and guidance for mankind in our deen. All the solutions to our problems are with us in the Quran, the hadith, in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All that is required is for us to implement this into our lives. And then inshallah, just as in the 19th juz of the Holy Quran, when Allah ta'ala mentions a dua, which you and I should be reading every day, رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنْ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Oh Allah, bestow for us our wives and children, make them the coolness of our eyes, and make us leaders of the pious people. So those kids of ours, if they are molded in the correct way, in the correct Islamic way, if their tarbiyah, if their nurturing, their upbringing is done according to how we have been taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then undoubtedly they will be the coolness of our eyes. So again, the most precious capital any nation has is its children, the youth. If the youth are molded well, then they will be true leaders of tomorrow. That plant, which is growing in a very lush area, it has been cared for, it is watered regularly, adequate sunlight. The farmer or the gardener keeps a check on it. It will grow into a nice tree. It will bear good fruit. On the contrary, that plant that is growing in the wild, in the jungle, or in the desert, where it is not being irrigated correctly, it is not being nurtured properly, nobody is taking care of it, obviously there will be a distinct difference in the growth of each. One will be a fruit-bearing tree, and the other will just become withered, dry and dead. You see, the child that we have, that young son, that young daughter, is like a white slate. So you, the parent, will take your marker and you can draw beautiful patterns and designs and use different colors and decorate that white slate and make it a very attractive picture, a very beautiful image. An onlooker, a viewer, will praise the picture. And you have the option of just drawing some jagged lines, of making the picture look absolutely ugly. You took no pain in decorating that picture. In a similar vein, these children, our kids, my son, my daughter, your son, your daughter, that child is that white slate. Are you going to impress upon the child Islamic values, morals, akhlaq, character, the correct upbringing, the tarbiyah? If you are going to mold and shape and beautify this child into a true ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the child, as I mentioned, will be the coolness of your eyes. The child will be attractive in society. It will be a magnet to so many others, it will become a role model itself. But if the child is neglected, if the child is not brought up correctly, if the correct tarbiyah is not given, then alas, you will have the second scenario where the picture is a very ugly picture. Al-mal wal banoon zinatul hayati dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the wealth that you have, the children that you have, they are in essence an adornment of this world. They are a decoration of this world. They should bring joy to you, happiness to you, provided you mold them correctly. The very first thing that is done when a child is born, adhan in the right ear, iqama in the left ear. Right at the very inception, the advent of this child, coming into this world, already the child is introduced to tawheed, the oneness of Allah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allah is most great. We are teaching the child tawheed, the oneness of Allah. There is no deity worthy of being worshipped besides Allah. You're introducing your child to Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is our leader. He is our Nabi. He is the final Nabi. We're introducing the child already in that little infant stages. The child cannot understand. Hayya ala salah. Hayya ala salah. Come towards success. Come towards prayer. Come towards salah. Hayya ala falah. Come towards success. Very first thing is adhan and iqama. We are Muslims. We are connecting the child towards its master, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This tarbiyah continues. The child is growing. We teach the child good manners, values, ethics. The home environment is that of an Islamic environment that forces Islamic ethos. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is eating, is partaking of his meals. Umar bin Abi Salama radiallahu ta'ala, little child sitting on his lap. He says, وَكَانَتْ يَدِي تَطِيشُ فِي صَحْفَ. Little child, I did not know the mannerism, the etiquettes of eating. So my hand as a little child was wandering around the dish or the plate. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very politely, very gently, he admonished me, he taught me, he guided me. He said, Sammillah, say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Wakul biyaminik, eat with your right hand, Wakul mimma yalik, eat from that side of the plate which is closest to you. See, already, the child is taught the sunnah method of eating. Like this, du'as in the life of a Muslim, when the child is going to go to the toilet, when he's coming out of the toilet, before sleeping, upon awakening, various du'as are being taught. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, also a youngster in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he had a remarkable life. And his achievements were such that he became the leader of the mufassireen of this ummah, Ra'asul mufassireen. Rasulullah made special dua for him, Allahumma alimu al-kitabu al-hikmah. It's a lengthy incident and we have discussed this previously. Nonetheless, on one occasion, he is mounted on the same conveyance as that of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sitting and Abdullah ibn Abbas, the youngster, is sitting with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the same animal. And as they are traveling, Ya Ghulam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addresses him. Oh my lad, احفظ الله يحفظك احفظ الله تجده تجاهك وإذا سألت فاسأل الله وإذا استعنت فاستعن بالله. Rasul gives him beautiful advice. Youngster, not an adult, a young boy. Probably he was not even baligh. He says, protect the deen of Allah and Allah will protect you. Protect the deen of Allah and you will find Allah in front of you. In other words, whenever you require assistance and madad and nusra from Allah, Allah will readily respond to you. When you ask, they do not ask from the makhluk, from the creation, ask Allah. He is the one who is going to provide. When you seek assistance, then seek assistance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, the tarbiyah is being made. The mindset is being corrected. This child is taught now the greatness of Allah, the supremacy of Allah, the oneness of Allah, the fact that Allah is my master, I am his slave, I need to connect to my Allah, I need to beg for my Allah, I need to ask for my Allah. It is his treasures, he is the master, I need to ask him, I need to knock on his door. And then Rasulullah tells him that if the entire ummah, if the entire ummah comes together, وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ الْأُمَّةَ لَوِ اجْتَمَعُوا عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَنْفَعُوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ لَكَ. If the entire ummah gets together and they want to benefit you in any way, they will not be able to benefit you except that amount that Allah has decreed for you. He's taught destiny, taqdeer, and the fact that Allah's power is most dominant over any other powers of the world. And he says, Rasul then goes further on and say that if the entire world and the entire ummah gets together to harm you, they will not be able to harm you except that amount which Allah has decreed for you. In order for us to shape and mold our children, to become the coolness of our eyes, to become the real leaders of tomorrow. As I mentioned in the beginning, that bundle of joy placed on the chest of the mother is a huge responsibility, not only on the mother, also on the father. If you want the child to become the Anki Tandak Qurratu Ayun for you tomorrow, then you and I as parents have to be role models. The child learns through his eyes. The child learns through its ears. It mimics, it imitates what it sees. How often we find a little child as it's growing and he says a few words and we get a shock of our life. And we get so happy sometimes and we want the child to say those words again. Where did it learn that from? From the environment of that home. Brothers, leave a child, take a parrot. A person purchased a parrot from some person. And he's very excited, he calls everybody. And as they make the carrot, this parrot speak, this parrot is only using vulgar language. And swear words. Where did he learn? Swear words. From the previous owner. That was the environment of that house. My respected brothers and elders, if that child is growing in that home, where the mother and father are quarreling every single day, you'll find initially the little child will just watch. It's still learning how to understand what's going on. But when you see the mother and father repeatedly fighting and using abusive language, sometimes the mother is being abused, you're causing harm to the child. It feels that pain. The bond a mother has with a child is unique. Absolutely unique. Regardless of who is right or wrong, I'm not condoning anything, but regardless of who is right or wrong, the child is going to be hurt. You will find as the child is growing, and you are still continuing this quarreling, and fighting, and arguing, and bashing one another, it will go into the room. The child will close the room door. The child cannot hear the sobbing of the mother. It is too painful for the child. And when this continues every single day, the child is at home, leaving for school, left hearing the mother and father shouting at one another. Comes back in the evening, it's the same story. Slowly, slowly, what happens? Gradually, this child now finds a little niche. It grows into a cocoon. It goes into this cocoon. It somehow moves away from the parents. Some type of anger is now developing in this child. And worse than that, hatred for the father. Eventually, when the child is not shown love, care, muhabba, a good conducive environment at home, a home that is Islamic ethos, Islamic upbringing, Islamic values, like that which I mentioned in the house of Rasulullah SAW, in the house of the Sahaba, in the house of the Salafi Saliheen. What will happen? The child will go out into society. It will seek attention. It will look for attention. It will seek love. It will seek attention. But not in the correct way. The child will then get involved in evil habits, in evil practices, just to get some type of attention. The teacher at school will shout at the child. The friends of the child will start begin to hit the child because it seeks attention in a different manner. Who is to blame? Is the child to blame? How often, not always, but how often, many a times the reason for the child to now develop taking drugs, becomes an addict is because of the same reason. There was no love. There was no care. Nobody lent an ear to the child. Nobody listened attentively to the child. When the child came, father was very busy. Mother was very busy. Everybody busy. Nobody even cared to sit down and listen to the little few words the child had to say. I'm too busy. I'll go later on. We'll see. The child, this is what psychology has proven, and we find this in the hadith of Rasulullah. I can quote so many examples. A slave woman, who is insane. She's insane. She comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Who's his hand? And I need to speak to you. I've got a haja, I need some problem. Rasulullah, despite this slave girl, this slave woman, being insane, he took the trouble, he took the time to go with her wherever she wanted to speak to him, and he would give her a proper hearing, an attentive hearing. And this is what you and I need to do, is listen to our children attentively. Listen to what they are saying. If we are going to do this, the child will respect you. The child will take you as his role model. There will be a communication line that has been established between you and your child. Otherwise, there will be this break in communication. Then when the child has a problem, there's nobody to listen to me. I've got no father who listens to me. I've got no mother who listens to me. Where do I go? So the child goes to any other place, goes to Mr. Google, and look for some type of solution there, and we know what happens afterwards. If the tarbiyah is done correctly, the upbringing correctly, then as the ummah has produced beautiful, excellent, millions of examples of true leaders, Shuja Kirmani rahmatullahi alayh, very pious person, was a very learned scholar, a sage of the past, had a beautiful daughter. The king wanted his son to get married to this daughter of Shuja al-Kirmani rahmatullahi. So he sent the proposal. Imagine the king. So Shuja al-Kirmani rahmatullahi said, let me just ponder it and then I will get back to you. So he goes to the masjid, he reads Turaka Salatul Haja, and he's crying before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, you guide me. And so as he's busy engaged in ibadah and dua, suddenly he sees a youngster, a very pious little youngster, comes into the masjid and he's engaged in salah. And Shuja Kirmani rahmatullah observes him, watches him. He looks at him and for a few days he observes this youngster. And Allah puts it into his heart that this is the man who should be your son-in-law. So he goes up to him that I wish you marry my daughter. He says, I'm a poor person. I don't have the means. He said, don't worry about the means. All that will be provided. But I wish that you marry my daughter. And so he is married to the daughter of Shuja Kirmani rahmatullahi. So the daughter now is, after the nikah, she is sent to the home of her husband. And when she goes there, it's a very simple little home. And she finds on one side a bowl with some dry crumbs of bread. And perhaps a little bit of olive oil. So she is watching. And he takes notice of her observing this bowl. So he then apologizes to her. And he says, see, I had explained to your father that I'm a poor person. And this was last night's food that I ate. And the remaining of the food I left for today. So that I could eat this for supper. Scholars have written, she says, I want to go back home. The exact thing we hear today, many a young girl is wedded off, and not even a week goes past. Not even a week goes past, I want to go back to my parents. I'm not happy. I cannot live with you. The conditions are not livable, whatever. But in this instance, there's a difference. So he pleads to her, said, no, don't do that. Why? She says, I thought you were a pious person. You actually left food for the next day? Where is your tawakkul, reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to provide for you? My brother, see, look at her tarbiyah, how it was made. Of course, she remained in his life as his wife. But look at this. The tarbiyah was made in the correct way. So that grass that is growing in a beautiful orchard will grow well. Unlike that grass that grows in the jungle. The friends, the company our youngsters have, our children have. Do we know who their friends are? Do we care? Do we bother to find out who their friends are? Where do they go and spend the evenings or the weekends?
the time has come when previously a parent would ask the child, and we have elderly people here, where people whose parents were strict for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they disciplined their children. Yes, perhaps they may have been overly strict at times, but their children today are engaged in tilawah, dhikr, ibadah, they become true leaders. The parent could ask the child, where are you going? Who are your friends? He will check. And many a time the parent will accompany the child to see exactly where he is going. Why? He is guiding his child. He loves his child. Not that he is some type of enemy. He's some type of watchdog. He is afraid that my child must not fall into any abyss of evil and filth and sin. He must not become corrupt. He must not have evil friends. It takes not even 2 minutes for that innocent child of yours to become a drug addict for life. If you are not careful as to who his company is, as to who her company is. So somebody said in the previous times that the father, he gets mad with the child. What does he do? He bars him from going outdoors. You can't go outdoors. And to this time, they'll send you outdoor, but with no Wi-Fi. There's no Wi-Fi outside. The entire lives of our children, what is it? It is only social media. And they are going to use it. It is up to us to monitor how they are going to use it. Teach them the harms, the abuse of the social media. Teach them that if you are going to do this, you are going to do that. These are going to be the problems you're going to encounter. My respected brothers and elders, in the masjid, this is a genuine fact, and it is becoming alarming, escalating, when many, many, many of our children have now denounced Islam. They have become renegades. They have got various type of issues against Islam. Just this week, I did such blasphemous statements about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mocking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Formerly they were Muslims. There was no tarbiyah, correct tarbiyah. There was no ta'aleem. This afternoon maktabs that we have is something which is vital in the life of every single child. Send your children to these makatib. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, once a person came to him, a father complaining about his child. And the child was still standing before Amir al-Mu'mineen. Why are you disobedient to your father? And then the child plucked up the courage, Amir al-Mu'mineen, does the child have any rights as well? He says, yes. What are the rights? Your father should give you a good name. He says, you know what name my father has given me? Ju'lun. In Arabic, Ju'l. Ju'l means a dung beetle. A beetle that lives on the feces. That's the name my father has given me. He says, the second right, your father should have chosen the correct mother for you, a correct wife. He says, unfortunately, this is not the case. He says, the third right, your father should have given you Islamic sound, Islamic knowledge, ilm, and upbringing. He says, my father gave me no ilm knowledge, no tarbiyah. Umar ibn Khattab radhi became so upset with the father, he rebuked and admonished the father. So my respected brothers and elders, there are so many do's and don'ts as parents as well. Do not become abusive to the child. Do not belittle the child. Give him encouragement. Motivate the child. Your child fails, so what? Sit with him. Explain to him that you can do better. And assist him in his work. But if you're going to keep on belittling him, and when people talk, if you are with your friend and his son is very, very intelligent, so you'll keep on praising your friend's child, and you say, you know, and regarding your child, he's a dunce, he's a useless, I don't think he can ever become something. My respected brothers and elders, what have you done to your child? You've demotivated the child. You want him to be a leader tomorrow? You want him to be the coolness of your eyes? Engage in dua. Correct upbringing. رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا. I mentioned to you another dua, which is part of a long dua. وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي. Oh Allah, you reform my dhurriya, my progeny for me. Correct them, my Allah. Make them go on to sirat-e mustaqeem. If you do this every single day, engage in dua, the dua of the parent for the child is maqbool in the Allah. It is answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected brothers and elders, there's so much more I would like to share. But may Allah protect our children, may Allah protect the iman, protect the deen, the upbringing. We are going through great, very difficult times. We need to see our masajid been filled with our little youngsters, with our young boys who are baligh, and at home our youngsters, our young daughters should be reading the salat, etc. The verses that are quoted, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Allah addresses us, O believers, that save yourselves and your families, your wives and children from the fire of Jahannam. This is the instruction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A little child walking with the mother, and they now have to cross a busy street, and the mother tells the child, what does she tell the child? That, hold my hand. So the child, or the mother tells the child that, oh my son, that you, yes, you hold my hand. So the child says, no ma, you hold my hand. She says, what's the difference? The child says, no ma, you hold my hand. Because if I were to hold your hand, and in case there was some problem, some issue that came, I would let go. But I know very well, if you are going to hold my hand, whatever comes in our path, you will never let go. My respected brothers and sisters, may Allah give me tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq, to make a very constructive effort on our children. Do not lose them. Win them over. They're not in need of the gifts and presents that we give them. They're more in need of our presence in their lives. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.